Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for choosing the Broken Earth Radio Show. Today we're going to be talking about paranormal stuff. We've got readings on the show, current news. We'll also be talking to actress, writer, producer and storyteller Linda Drury very shortly in the next half an hour. If you'd like to give us a call to share any information with us, any unusual stories, experiences, anything you want to share with us, and give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421, and that's 347-215-8421. And bear with me, let me just check that we're sounding okay. We sound okay there, so please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
Just it.
Everybody, it's the Broken Earth Radio Show. I'm really excited to be able to be here with you guys today. We've got a great show planned. Our listener lines are open. If anybody wants to give us a call, the number is 347-215-8421. We are going to be talking about just random things, simple, nice, awesome, sweet current events. And we'll be also doing short sample readings as well. And we're also going to have a spiritual question for the day. Our spiritual question for anyone out there listening for the day is basically, what would you do differently if you knew nobody would judge you? So think about that. What would you do differently if you knew that nobody would be judging you? Get risky with it. Risque. But one of the things I wanted to talk about today is your brain likes to eat. And it likes powerful fuel, quality fat, antioxidants, and small, steady amounts of the best carbs. The path to a bigger, better brain is loaded with omega-3 fats, antioxidants, and fiber. So give your brain a kickstart by eating the following foods on a daily or weekly basis for results you will notice. Number one, avocados. Start each day with a mix of high-quality protein and beneficial fats to build the foundation for an energized day. Avocado with scrambled eggs provides both the monounsaturated fat, helps blood circulate better, which is essential for optimal brain function. So as opposed to that cream cheese Danish, that delicious buttery avocado with some eggs is something that's going to really pump up your brain. And remember, you don't have to always do it organic, but it is probably better. Conventional is okay. But you always want to try to do as organic as possible. Blueberries are good for you. They're possibly one of the best brain foods on earth. And they have also been linked to reducing Alzheimer's. Wild salmon is rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Remember, fish is brain food. Nuts are also incredible because of the high amounts of fiber and also the beneficial fats. Seeds, like sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, flax seeds, and tahini. These are, hold on just a second.
That ain't me.
I know it's not. Okay, sorry about that. Seeds, sunflower seeds, sesame seeds, flax seeds, and tahini, awesome for you because of the vitamin E and the stress-fighting antioxidants and important brain-boosting minerals like magnesium. Pomegranates are good for you, like blueberries. Garlic, yay, the fresher the better. Garlic is amazing for just about everything. It fights fungus, it fights bacteria, and it's probably the most potent nutritional weapon, period. Green leafy vegetables, like spinach, kale, chard, romaine, arugula, and Lola Rosa, whatever green you like, eat it daily and as much as possible. Tomatoes. Sometimes it doesn't make that list of brainy foods, but it's got lycopene and other things inside of it that are good that help not only prevent things like cold sores and to push back, you know, the herpes virus, but also tomatoes is great for dementia. Olive oil, just eat it. Eat it, drink it, whatever, olive oil. And also tea. You have to brew your tea fresh or you won't get the benefits of all those antioxidants that boost your brain. But because tea has caffeine, try not to have more than 2 or 3 cups daily. So anyway, those are 12 foods, and it's posted on the website, that are awesome for your brain so that you can get the most out of yourself each and every day. And I hope everybody can appreciate that list. So what you think about that?
Sounds a lot like what's in my diet. Well, you know, I have apples every day.
Mm-hmm.
I eat sesame seeds every day. I have fresh salmon a couple of days a week. You know, not this week specifically, but, you know.
Well, the week's not over yet.
Yeah, but it's not worked into my plan. I'm having beef with roast vegetables tonight, and I had chicken salad tonight. So, but you're talking about the brain food and stuff like that. Apparently, the smell of a baby excites a woman in the same way an addict craving for drugs enjoys his fix, say scientists. A newborn's odor is a chemical communication between mother and child and sparks the same reward circuits in the brain as when eating something nice or having sex. Researchers say when a woman feels like gobbling up a baby placed in her arms, even if it's not hers, it's a natural biological reaction linked to material functions. But there you go. I'm not going to read it all out there, but, you know. So when people say, I could just eat up that baby, they actually mean it.
Oh, I know. Sometimes I just want to just eat a baby. No, it's funny because the first time I said that, somebody was looking at me like, what? And I'm like, I'm telling you, I could just eat that baby. And it's
what,
just,
raw or cooked?
I want the baby juiced. I imagine that it would taste like chicken soup. I'm just kidding. But I'm kidding about all the eating, but I'm serious about saying that. You know, some people do. Some people are so, like, your skin is so pretty, and I have friends that say it's because she eats children. And I'm kind of like, what? Like, am I at some kind of Korean horror movie? What? But honestly, it's not from that.
You also mentioned garlic there. Well, there's lazy garlic. No? Have you heard about the lazy garlic?
This is no.
Well, it's Himalayan lazy garlic, which is just one enormous single clove inside the garlic, so just one clove.
Lazy garlic.
Yeah.
That is fortunate.
Grown in mountainous Yunnan province in far southwest China, has a milder, more fragrant taste than regular garlic. A 250-gram basket containing around 8 single cloves costs about £1.49. And Lidl have had to advise customers what to do with it. It might not fit inside the crusher, but this new kind of garlic can be chopped or grated without the need for extensive peeling. It's the same size as a traditional garlic bulb, but it's not separated in smaller cloves. This means the desired amount can simply be sliced off, avoiding the usual fiddle of peeling and the rest stored for future use. The product, dubbed Lazy Garlic, has recently gone on sale at Lidl stores after the discount supermarket became the UK's only single clove garlic supplier.
Hmm. I think it sounds great.
Yeah.
I do. You know, that elephant garlic.
I guess it's more like an onion then. I mean the makeup of it is that of an onion, like the way it looks. But it's garlic, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. You know, that elephant garlic, remember that one time you were telling me, don't eat the whole thing because it was such a big, because you know how I'm eating garlic.
Oh, yeah.
Don't eat. Yeah. It's fewer pieces of garlic and it's bigger, but they're all still individually wrapped as opposed to what, you know, you're talking about.
Yeah. An official medal to commemorate the first year of Pope Francis's Rain has gone on sale with a spelling mistake.
Oh, I wonder what it says.
The medal commissioned by the Vatican spells the Son of God's name, Lysus. They put an L instead of a J.
What in the world? How can you flip that back? I mean, they're not even close to each other. Well, I guess they're kind of close to each other. They're right by each other on the typewriter thing.
So you're saying that somebody created it with a typewriter?
Well, isn't that how you do it?
How you make a coin?
Well,
I don't know. You make a mold. You make like a big press, and whatever it is, it's compressed with a big press thing. But I mean, I don't necessarily know if they actually
program it.
Typewriter for that.
Well, like to program it in.
Yeah, I think they probably use a keyboard.
Well, it's a keyboard. They're right next to each other.
Oh, not typewriter. Oh. Jesus Christ.
That's going to be what we say from now on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I don't know why I think that is so funny. But I really, really do.
China plans to ban people with HIV from accessing spas, hot springs, and public bathhouses has been revealed today. The Chinese government has posted a draft regulation online ordering spas and similar premises to display signs prohibiting people with sexually transmitted diseases, AIDS, and infectious skin diseases. The proposal, which has been condemned by the United Nations AIDS Agency, has sparked outrage among campaign groups. Is the latest instance of ongoing discrimination against HIV carriers in the world's most populous country. China already bans those with the virus from becoming civil servants, with HIV-positive people facing the possibility of losing their jobs if their employers discover their status. Other HIV carriers have sought hospital treatment only to be turned away. But it looks like they're trying to remove the ban there. Imagine that though, someone says you want to go to a spa and you'd have to say no, well why not? You'd have to reveal that you've got an STD or something.
I don't know what to say about that because I just don't know what to say about that. I don't know how I feel about that. There's a politically correct way to feel and then there's just a natural human fear.
Yeah.
You know? It is what it is.
I believe we'll probably go into Linda very shortly, will we? I'll just read out one more, yeah?
Yeah.
Two teenagers have been arrested in Morocco after a photo of them kissing was uploaded to Facebook. The young couple were held for violating public decency after the snap of them smooching outside the high school in the northeastern town of Nador, went online. It involves a teenage boy and his girlfriend, said Chakib Al-Kayari, president of the RIF Association. Shouldn't he be working in the studio? RIF Association of Human Rights. They were arrested on Thursday for violating public decency by posting a photo of them kissing. The couple are currently being held at a juvenile detention center where a sit-in has begun over their release. Their arrest has led to a series of copycat pictures featuring other couples kissing being posted on the social network in protest. The pair are due to appear before a juvenile court judge next week. Bloody ludicrous. What's that all about? That's just stupid.
Well,
1984. In the year 2525. That is all the articles I should read now.
All right. Well, anyhow, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Linda Drury. Also, because we do have a few people in the queue, we will be talking to the caller. Well, we lost a caller, so we'll be talking to the caller at 4:07 when we start talking to callers. And also, just be thinking about our question, which is basically, what would you do differently?
I don't know.
what would you do differently if you knew nobody would judge you? So be thinking about that, because we're going to ask you that, caller from 407.
And also, we'll be asking you, is it weird for me to watch SpongeBob SquarePants?
You watch it constantly, and it is getting on my nerves. I have one nerve left.
That's the only reason I watch it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Just because it gets on my nerve. I figured so much. But anyway, we'll be right back. When we get back, we're going to be talking to Ms. Landa. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. And hang on tight.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine's doing that for you. In the year 6565, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube. Whoa, whoa. In the year 7510, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Whoa, whoa. In the year 9595, I'm kinda wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taking everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
But you know that song, unfortunately, it's not in 2525, it's actually going on right now.
You think so?
Yeah, choosing your kid from the bottom of a long black tube, what are you doing? Growing your kids in tubes. But yeah, I mean, a lot of it probably be over the next 100 years, not like 1,000 years, but it's a good song, it's a good time. Do
you like that note, Chief?
Yes, I do, yes.
Well,
that's how I chose it.
Why, because you like it?
You can tell I chose it because I like it. Is that what you're saying?
I was asking why people should be able to tell that you chose it as opposed to me choosing it.
Because I just told you.
Oh, there's no real reason.
No. I mean, obviously, you're the ones, as you can tell, because we like gangster rap and death metal. Namaste.
Linda, are you there?
I am, and I'm having the best time listening to you guys. I have to do this again. You guys are fun.
I'm so happy. Let me tell everybody, I'm going to introduce you to our audience. This
okay.
is Linda Drury. Linda Drury is probably... awesome.
We don't have to be kind.
She's one of the awesome people.
What do you mean she's probably awesome?
I had to sit back for a second. One of the most awesome people I've ever met in my life. I met her on her birthday, actually, years and years ago. I think it was back in 97.
Yeah.
And we were playing laser tag.
Yeah.
And not only that, but one day I woke up and I said, I have to get a freaking car. And so I went to work and we were at this meeting. I had just worked a 24-hour shift at this crazy job that we were doing working for this fuel company. And we were sitting in this meeting and I turned around and you were asking me if I was doing okay, and I was like, yeah, and I told you, I was just like, I have to get a car. And you said, well, I just got my dream car today. I just picked out a car that I always wanted to have, and if I was going to sell you my car, how much would you be able to pay? And I was like, well, I guess I could make payments. I guess I could give you blood. Linda gave me her car. And she completely changed my life. And so that was when, and I feel it in my knees right now. I'm telling you, that was one of the times when I realized that manifesting is real, that when you put it out there, the universe really does give. You know, it was one of those situations. And I always tell that story to people before I do something for them that I think is actually pretty big, because I say, I'm not telling you to give me anything. I'm just telling you that at some point you have to do this for somebody else, yourself, because you'll change the world for them. And when I was able to get my next car, when this car was basically just, you know, the axle went out. It was 84 Honda Civic, and I love that car because it was the car that Jackie Brown drove, and Jackie Brown.
What, the actual car?
Quentin Tarantino loved that car. He loved that particular car, and he had it in a whole bunch of his movies. But anyway, I was able to give that car to somebody who actually fixed it up and gave it to his pregnant daughter.
Sweet.
I know. So that car, I'm telling you, that car has made a difference for people that we don't even know at this point. But you've always been such a, I'm telling you, you have been one of the biggest points in my life when I help people and when I talk to people about manifesting and about just anything, you know. I always talk about you. I talk about you probably every day, and you have no idea. You have no idea.
Aw, that is so sweet. But to be honest, though, I couldn't drive two cars.
I know. And I know that you're just going to say, well, it was, you know, it's what I could do. It's, you know.
Yeah, helping is a good thing. Not that hard.
Yeah,
easy.
It is easy.
Holding doors open. Helping people carry their groceries. It's little things. But anyway, and we haven't actually talked in decades till this week, right?
We're
Facebook friends.
We Facebook each other, but we have not spoken since probably
1998. We haven't spoken in decades.
Yeah, I know. You know, and I feel bad about that.
This is Bill. This is my Bill.
And nice to meet you.
Bill, this is Linda Drury. And so this
you
is
have
the
a
first
lovely
time
voice.
Me.
Yeah.
You,
you have a
it?
Lovely voice. I love it. So I kill people. You should know that.
You kill people?
Yeah, for about 20-some-odd years now. Every week
you
or so.
You don't eat babies, then?
No, only generally I like to kill men and women.
All right, okay.
You know, and they all deserve it. And they all deserve it. They're all bad.
And I bet they all enjoy it as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course,
tell
I always have to explain.
Feeling.
Yeah. Well, I am part of the oldest murder mystery troupe in Nashville, Laughing Corpse Productions. And friends with Nashville, Tennessee is the highest fictitious murder capital in the United States. We have 6 different companies all over Tennessee killing people nightly. there's all over the place at Chapin's Barn, at Dave and Buster's, at theaters everywhere. People are, like, the most recent one that I'm working with is a company called Melodrama, which I think she did the best name. Her name is Melanie, so she named her company Melodrama.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And her show is Dracula's Masquerade, which is a Dracula-based murder mystery with Frankenstein and Dracula's brides and singing and dancing. And I think the 19th, it's playing in Lebanon at the Capitol Theater, which has got to be very cool. I've never been there, but it sounds neat. A theater that's, I'm guessing, used to be a movie theater and then it's been redone, which we must save theaters. People don't go out enough anymore and see active stuff. You can do too much on your computer.
That's true.
That's right.
So it's really nice to get out there. People have the most fun because the ones that I do, not everybody, but my particular ones, one of the things I tell people is cheat. Sneak up on other tables and steal their clues and their play money. And nice, sweet people will just turn into criminals and have such a wonderful time.
Who's been holding it in for so many years, now they can be set free
and
do what
and
they
get gleeful. You know, sometimes I have to take them outside and go, now, you can steal play money and clues, but leave cell phones and purses alone. That's an actual felony.
Oh, wow. So, I saw one of the murder mysteries you did. It was a Valentine's murder mystery.
Yeah, time wounds all heals. I think that
that was a good one. It was so much fun. It was so much fun.
Well, they're always over the top, you know. Like, I like the gangster ones. We're doing one, a different one this Saturday. I'm in one at Lake Barkley, called Machine Guns and Roses, where I'm the grandmother. Godmother. All my sons are dead. You know, I'm Grandma Lola, and I don't know what's happening. But I can tell you this. I'm not a killer. I just watch it. I got my son Vinny and his stupid wife. Her I want her killed. And I'll be offering the audience play money to kill my daughter-in-law. And how else are you going to... You don't want no divorce. You got to pay money. You just, somebody do me a favor, kill the girl. I'd be very grateful.
If it was so easy, if life was that easy.
And, you know, I do take that into other life, that life is that easy. Just be, you know, just have fun.
Have fun.
I tell people, I grew up to play dress up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I make a living as long as my standards are low.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
You have the lowest standards possible.
But, you know, we're so much better able to deal with a bad economy than the rest of the world because we're used to poverty. We're used to,
right,
like, okay, I can make that car work. I can tape,
right,
that window. We don't need water in the bathroom. We can carry it from the kitchen. You know, somebody get some duct tape. We can fix that hole.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. This is going to sound horrible, but I remember bringing in snow.
Yeah.
I remember bringing in snow. We used to bring in snow and melt it.
Yeah.
There were times that it was really tough. You know, so it's like,
it's no joke.
Thank you very much, because I was trying to think of some sort of pun, and
that's a good one. I'm going to steal that.
I've been waiting 12 years to use that, and it finally came up in a conversation.
You did good. The timing was good. It was very perfect.
Uh-huh.
I'm impressed. You want a job? You want to die for me?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay, we'll talk.
I want to kill for you.
Well, I got to tell you, dying is actually the best job, because if you get killed, you don't have to work as hard. You know, once you're dead, you can go home.
You have to soil yourself afterwards as well, like the real thing.
No,
or...
never. And I have worked in places where I have had to tell people, look, the dead body is not a toy for you to play with. Don't poke at them. Tennessee does not let me really kill people. That's a person. Oh, yeah, okay, so no sticks.
No poking.
Yeah, I had that happen to me at a Halloween party years ago. I was dressed as a witch in a graveyard for a children's party, and these were modern children, so they were not afraid. They'd seen zombies. So, you know, the witch rose up, oh, I'm going to come and get you. And they were like, okay, sticks and clubs, let's go get her. And the
luckily
the adults are like, no, don't kill the witch.
But she's a witch. She just rose from the dead.
Yeah. You know, what else are we going to do?
Burn the witch, burn her.
And the worst part of that was that I'd painted my skin green and I used the wrong paint. I used a tempura paint, so I was green for 6 weeks. It just didn't wash off. It was fun, though.
I've had that with fake blood. I was a zombie one year for Halloween, and I had it all down my face. And next morning I woke up expecting to wash it off. And no, I had to go down the shop as well in the morning.
Yeah, you found that you were slightly tinted. Yeah, that it does wear off in time.
That's right. Well, I think it's after a few days. Yeah,
but
well,
for a bit, people are just looking at you.
Weird rash growing on my face. Loads.
But I'm gonna bet that you were
that
very brazen. Like, what are you looking at? You know, so I got a little blood on my face. You know.
Yeah. Or should have just stayed in character and have been a zombie all the way to the shop and all the way back.
Yeah.
And while you were
even though it wasn't
you could
trouble.
Have been a zombie all day.
No, I'm a zombie all day and work anyway.
Yeah, that kind of work is fun, but it's hard. I've done, so far, I'm doing Haunted at the Fontenelle Mansion this year. It's the 25th, 26th, and 27th. Sorry, that's my dog. She's going to protect me from something. Probably a leaf. But it's a haunted hayride at the Fontenelle Mansion in White's Creek, and that work is hard. Being a zombie or a witch, like 300 times in a night. That's hard work. So what are you guys going to do for Halloween?
Yeah, it is. Right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're on the road, honestly, near Joel.
Yeah.
So.
It's weird when you're in the entertainment business because holidays are work days. You know, we're not, like, usually partying. We're working for somebody, which I'm fine with, you know, because that's fun. Although you do have to remind people to pay me. It's your party. I'm looking like I'm having fun, but I could be at home watching TV or sleeping.
That's true. true. That is the panda. I got stuff about the billing. And I mean, to remind people of what pay me.
I know. People always think that what you're doing is so much fun that you would, you know, I go, look, I do love what I do, but I don't do it for love. I actually have to pay bills, too.
Right.
So when I was listening, what would you do differently? That was a lovely question. That made me think.
Mm-hmm.
So... I got to listen for the answers on that.
Nobody would judge.
Yeah. I don't know that I would do. I mean, you know, hindsight, of course. I would be kinder.
So, I would be really here to some of the students to boost the signal.
Okay. All right. Linda, what was that?
I would be kinder. I think I've decided if I would do something differently, I would be kinder. You know, there are several times when I've not been as kind as I could have been. But then you got the future to do that.
I got to think about it. The same thing that this last night that stuff may have brought me to where I am.
Yeah.
In an apartment, but I always try to be a kind person. I always try to, but then I have to find the balance being compassionate and being a sucker. I mean, but then, of course,
I know.
We just can't worry about any of that. And, you know, we didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be a sucker. That part is...
We just have to be good.
Yeah. Because I do think it's very important to always look after yourself first. You'll be able to rescue others much better if you make sure that you have enough food. You know, don't just hand everything over to others. Share.
Right. It's true. Well, it's not much. Thank you so much for and we've got the melodrama banner on the digital banner so people can see if any idea on how to get it and so we had uploaded and we'll be playing the ad through things. And hopefully I'll be able to before the end of the month because you know we're right down from the month bench we're right down the road from the main so.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I must see you in person before the end of this year. Okay?
Yeah. Make it happen. And I love my mom. I think I should every single day.
Well, that is so sweet.
You've changed my
mind. Well, this is fun. This was the most fun I've had in forever. But set how much fun you are, okay? And your show is so much fun to listen to. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, go and do cool stuff for the rest of the day, okay?
And you
okay.
Thank you so much.
Do I hang up? I've never been on the radio. I don't know what to do.
No,
or you can put me back on hold and then I can listen to you more.
I was going to do. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Bye, dear.
Talk soon.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Billy, are you there? About audio issues. I can't really hear.
What can you hear?
It's broken up.
Okay. All right. Well, play a song and we'll And we'll also be talking for 7, but in the meantime, this thing's straightened out with Bill. So let me get a... that last, you know, and that's the song I had planned. Broken Earth Radio Show, and we'll be right back. We're back. Having some audio from Bilsa. So, Bill?
So, can you hear
me? Yeah.
You are.
It's not good, huh? What I'll do is take the cover. And...
Well, if you... you're out there, the volume up on me is to hear.
Okay.
Did you hear me, ma'am?
When you'll be... hear you, Gray. Bill?
Yes. If you can show someone's messed up on point blast.
Okay, all right. We'll just have to end the show. That we have
first
to
do.
Right.
I was listening about a fire. It's broken.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll have to end the show then, okay? Okay. All right. Thanks, Lonnie. Same old story show because of bad